I call to order the April 9th, 2024 monthly board Otter Rock Water Board meeting at 6:02 p.m. Lisa, here. Kelly?
Here.
Beth?
Yeah, here.
Eileen?
Here.
And then we have the Mullins, the Harts, and an unknown phone number in attendance. Did anyone have any questions about the any more questions about Kelly's wonderful board summaries that she did?
And that was the
Twelfth.
March regular meeting, and you had the budget committee meeting too,
Yeah,
right?
I still am working on the,
That work session.
yeah, I'll get
Yeah.
that out in a couple of days.
Sure.
I'll motion to approve. Look good to me.
I'll second.
Lisa, yes. Kelly,
Yes.
Beth,
Yes.
Eileen,
Yes.
motion passes. Since we don't have Highland here yet, do we want to try to text him, see if he's if Curtis is coming?
That's worked in the past.
And then we can skip it and go down the line.
I can find him here. I think I finally got his old number out of here. Meeting? Question mark. Okay.
Beth, do you want to do the treasurer and office report?
I can do that. I can find it. I can read. Okay. As of 3/31/2024, our general fund checking account is at $97,581. Dollars and 37 cents. We have $170 of cleared checks. The registered, so the QuickBooks register balance is $97,411 and 37 cents. We had a total deposits of $10,424 and 14 cents, and total withdrawals of $21,845 and 7 cents. And part of that withdrawal was the SDC money that was put into the LGIP account was transferred. The community center account is unchanged at $422.79. The reserve fund account is at $88,569.90. The interest was $388.38. And the systems development fund is now at $90,101.25, with the deposit of the $13,303 and interest of $374.40. All accounts were reconciled. Our accounts receivable balance is a negative $16,842. And our current QuickBook assets are $259,663.31. Our accounts payable is the $7,266.28. And that includes just the Highland basic fee for March, since we haven't gotten their invoice and we don't know about any additional work. And from your list that you the board received about for the bills to pay, there's a $73 added for renewable resources, which is our water testing. Are there any questions?
I don't see the bills to pay. I guess I didn't.
It was in a PDF with a bunch of the other stuff with the March AP report or something.
Well, it's funny.
5 minutes, Curtis will be here, he says.
Okay.
Did you find it, Kelly?
No.
You want me to read off what is on there?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay, there's our Central Lincoln bill.
Yep.
Central Lincoln PUD. Our CenturyLink bill.
Yep.
Civil West Engineering Services, that's $1,371.75. A bill from Country Media for $61.68. That was our ad for the first budget meeting and the first budget hearing. A reimbursement to Eileen for postage of $204. Reimbursement to Susan Beth Elliker for the Zoom renewal, which was $159.90 for our Zoom account. Ferguson Water Works for $3,445.50. That was our last order of 15 meters. And Northwest Natural Water Services or Highland for the $1,635, which is their basic services fee.
Right.
And then two bills for renewable resources group, $73 each. Those were our regular monthly testing.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry I didn't. I thought I printed everything, but I didn't see it. And so it looks like you know, from what I heard, Highland spent a couple of days trying to find a corp stop and didn't find it. So I don't know how many hours that was, but.
Well, it wasn't whole days.
Okay.
It was going to be a few hours, and Aaron was down, which is Aaron's a little costlier than Cody.
Okay.
Yeah, and I did a bunch more searching in our records for some better drawings of where that might be.
Uh-huh.
It's scribbled in. I finally found a revised drawing for it, and it is scribbled in, but there's some inaccuracies with that whole drawing for the measurements. So I think they should be close. I have a better idea now to find it, and I haven't heard back whether they had come back out to do it or not.
Okay, thank you.
There he is.
There he is. Well, I would make a motion to pay our bills.
I second. Lisa, yes. Kelly?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Can I get a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
I'll motion to approve.
And I'll second.
Lisa, yes. Kelly?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Hi, Curtis.
Hello. Sorry I'm late.
Okay, you're here.
Well, thank you for the reminder. Beth is saving me again.
So we're ready for your report if you're ready to give us a report.
Sure. I think everything's been as normal except for the big item being the house. We're trying to shut off slash splice in a shutoff four. Originally, it sounded like a really easy job. Cody was just going to go turn them off. They scheduled it for a Monday. Cody couldn't find the shutoff, so we looked at some old maps and whatever else and found what he thought might have been a shutoff. So we took the vac trailer out there and poked around for a little bit, and it wasn't it. And then Beth stepped in. She found some.
Oops, Curtis, you're on mute. There you go.
Sorry.
You're on mute.
Well, I think
it's calling me for some reason. But we sent Aaron out to try and help. He knows the system pretty well, and he's pretty good at handling stuff like that. And Aaron concluded that the line is something around 8 feet deep when it leaves the house. But they pinned it down somewhere within like a 20-foot area. They're just not quite sure how we're going to get down there and look at that.
Well, yeah, the corpse stop, the surface of the corpse stop shouldn't be that deep. And it is one of those where the corpse stop's on the other side of the street, so.
Yeah, I would say we found some houses in Otter Rock where the corpse stop is that deep. They never did find the corpse stop on the other side of the road. But I, as unusual as it is for a main line to be 8 feet deep, we've seen it in Otter Rock.
Oh, yeah, we've got a few.
Yeah, so they're trying to work with the homeowner, figure out what they can do. An option that nobody is excited about, but might work, is we have freeze kits, crimping tools, that kind of thing. We can go to the customer's plumbing and do a temporary water stop for them. Issue is then we get into really bad area, legally speaking, for, you know, the water district working on what should be plumber's work. Issue is that the plumber's not going to do any of that work without the water district first shutting off the water. So,
right. Well, they are supposed to have their own shutoff valve, so maybe it's a good time for them to install one.
No, I agree.
For I mean, them we're supposed to know where.
Valve,
yeah,
they and need the water off.
Yeah, we should know where the corpse stop is too, but they also should have their own shutoff valve.
So, that's where things ended last Thursday. Was with Aaron basically saying it's somewhere within this 20-foot area. It's just very, very deep. And then Cody went on vacation today, and I've been busy, so I haven't followed up. Last I heard from the homeowner, they were going to look at what it would cost in theory to rent an excavator until they hit the water line. So
on
I
their
don't
property, yeah.
On their own property, yeah. So they've essentially hit their own water line so that we would know where it is. The idea being they would have some kind of like a courtesy shutoff ready, almost like we're going to splice in a meter. So I don't know how far that plan got. They were just going to look at what it would cost to rent an excavator for a day and get back to us.
Well, yeah, if we uncover the service line on their property or the edge of their property, maybe we should just install a meter too.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of where everyone's landing. It's just the matter of actually digging it up and finding it. I think we have a small piece of leverage just in the sense that we're not the ones who want the water shut off. As far as I know, they're up to date on their bill and whatever else. I think legally speaking and ethically speaking, we should be able to turn them off, but we're not in a hurry to do that, and they are. So that's kind of our one bargaining chip to say, okay, how much are you going to help us out?
Right.
So is it 8 feet down on the other side of the street? Is that what you're saying, Curtis?
We're not sure. So yeah. Aaron found where the water service line goes into and out of the house, and it's from their either basement or deep in their crawl space.
Yeah, it's kind of it's funny because you wouldn't notice it from the street, but it kind of goes down in the back of the lot, and they actually kind of have a garage that you can drive in. So it's the, it's underneath the main floor, and then there's the second floor. So
So it must go up at an angle.
possibly.
No, the water comes down, and
But I
you
mean,
can
the
see
pipe
where the
must.
water goes into what is their garage now.
Right, but I mean the pipe out to the road must go in at an angle to go down 8 feet. I mean, it can't be 8 feet down. I
The main
mean,
line?
yeah, the
Yeah, we've
main
seen it
line.
before.
Yeah, that's what
Okay.
they discovered, because they found several other corpse stops on each side of it, and they were the actual corpse stop was down, I think they said 6 to 7 feet there.
Okay. So that was my next question, is have they found some on either side of that? And it sounds, and they're deep.
Yeah, where the
Okay.
actual, yeah.
Okay. Huh.
So, yeah, that's what got us shaking our heads too. On the one hand, I don't want to just, go rent a bunch of big equipment and put up shoring and have a 3-day job splicing a meter. It would be a very expensive meter to install. On the other hand, I know they're trying to get work done. So we're still having that conversation with the homeowner and figuring out how we're going to get them a meter in an appropriate time without charging the district norm in the leg.
Well, there again, Curtis, I think you've got a little bit of leverage. If they should have a shutoff, right? So in order for them to get a shutoff, they need to know where their line is, right?
Right. We have an old drawing that says it was under a deck, but it kind of looks like maybe they've added on to the house, and then there's this there is a wooden, like, kind of step area or landing over a concrete thing, and someone may have, concreted over it. That
Sure.
might be where the shutoff is, and or the
Yeah.
house might have been added on to. And
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a
said
question.
no one has brought this up on our end or their end, so there's nothing malicious behind it. But the fear I would have is if we got into a stalemate where they decided they're going to stop paying their water bill. They're going to continue using water, but they will stop paying their water bill. There is nothing
Wow.
the district can do to enforce that. Is would be the issue we would come into. And again, they didn't bring that up. We didn't bring that up.
Right.
But
This is.
if we were looking at possible outcomes, I would be concerned that they could come back and say, well, you can't shut off our water.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no, we have to find it. We have to be able to, do something from one side or the other. And it is a house that's under, has been vacant for a year and is being remodeled. There's no one living there.
So I have a question. When Tom and Consuela built their house, obviously, we had to access the corpse stop then, right?
It's not the same corpse stop. Each
Oh,
house has its own.
I understand that. I'm just saying,
Right.
how deep was theirs?
That's the one they measured that they accessed, and going down to the actual corpse stop at their access was around 7 feet deep.
Okay. And then,
And theirs is probably the next one over.
right. So when we do find a corpse stop that is that low, is there a way to bring it up so that we never have to dig down 7 feet in the
Well,
future?
we don't have to dig down to access that corpse stop, but we do to access the service line.
To try and answer your question, no. A corpse stop, short for corporation stop, is put directly on the main line so that if any work is done past the main line and it ha you know someone bores, digs, whatever, and breaks the service line, it doesn't matter where it is, you can always shut it off at the corpse stop.
Gotcha.
And so, aside from actually raising the height of the main line itself, the corpse stop will forever be that deep.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
Was I CC'd on these emails, guys? Because I don't remember ever seeing any emails about any issues.
I don't think we've had any emails, Lisa. It's just kind of been
Yeah.
No, Cody just
Oh,
called me one day
yeah.
and was trying to find it, and I went and dug up some stuff that I had and went over there, and then I talked to him another day, or I talked to Curtis last week, and they were going to be over there, and I went over there again, found some new stuff and went over there again to try to help, and yeah.
The only email, Lisa, was from the plumber, the original email that requested that we do a shut off. That was the
Oh,
only,
yeah.
that was really the only email,
And
you know,
then
that I replied back to him
to
and
call
talked,
Island.
actually I talked to him, so yeah. Yeah,
I
well,
apologize. I should have followed up better. I took the week off, the Monday they went to go shut off the corpse stop, and then that Thursday they went out to do more work. And I sent Beth an email along with the monthly report giving her an update, but I should have included the rest of the board. So that's my bad.
thank you. I was a little lost, so
Yeah.
like,
yeah, that would be good if you could CC everybody. I know you work most closely with Beth, but if something were to happen and Beth wasn't around, then we
Sure.
would be at a loss.
No, I agree. That's on me. I apologize.
Well, yeah, it's been mostly phone call, and I've been running over there, so.
Yeah, no, I know. It sounds like a very difficult situation, but we do need to find it. So I know that, like, you can use things like, I don't know if it's sonar or, you know, to try and find pipes or vacancies in the soil. Have we tried something like that?
A few things against sonar and radar type of equipment. One, they work well on larger size pipes. So if you're going to try it, it would have to be on something like your main line. A couple things they do is like temperature, thermal detection, stuff like that. But just because of the soil type out at the coast and the fact that this is a small service line so deep, everything's going to be completely ineffective.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have heard that, I don't know Tom's last name, but he was on the board at one time, knows those maps pretty well.
Yeah,
So,
he came out and talked to him when Aaron was there.
oh,
And Aaron talked to him, and I don't
okay.
think, yeah.
Did he not, wasn't he able to provide a little bit extra? No, okay.
Well, apparently not enough. To, yeah.
All right.
How's your schedule looking, Curtis?
This week is incredibly busy.
But
There's
I mean, going forward, or because you know we're talking about doing some meters here, so
yeah. Next week is basically booked for the following. We start to have openings again.
yeah, okay,
It's week of the 22nd, I think.
all right,
Sure.
okay.
We address this issue before we go on to meters?
No, I don't think we need to. I was just kind of curious. So, I mean, I'm sure he'll fit us in. I
Right.
was just kind of
I'm working
curious.
on a list, but we've got some real oddities, so it's taking some real notes and for our next group of meters.
Sure. Next
And,
11.
huh?
The next 11.
Yeah, I think I've got 11. But we've got some real odd situations. Like one lot that may have two service lines and two corp stops, but the owner doesn't want to pay for two accounts, so we've got to figure out which one to put the
Shut
meter
up.
on and
All right.
things like that.
Cool.
So when will we know more about trying to find this person's corpse stop?
They're supposed to reach out to me by the end of the week. I can make a note to myself and send the whole board a follow-up email Friday once I hear back.
Okay, now, you know, you were talking about us going in there and shutting things off on their end, but I don't think we should do that. Because that may open us up for some liability.
Yes.
And I
And
don't.
that was the point that everyone, I mean, there's certain things that are in gray areas, but this one's pretty black and white that we'd be overstepping the district authority. It was just kind of pitched as an idea, as a possibility, but I don't think anyone really likes it.
Okay. Anything else for Curtis, you guys, or can we let him go?
I don't have anything.
Yep, just need the invoice, that's all. And the meter readings, please.
Sorry they're taking so long. Our business manager's in Washington, but as soon as he reviews them, we'll send them out to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
Take
Thank
care.
you, Curtis.
Thanks, Curtis.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is the update on the roofing project.
Right. Finally got
Yeah,
connected with you.
I was just reading it. It looks like it just came through.
Yeah, only he did the wrong one. He redid 11 instead of 10, which was the cheaper one, and then there's some emails back and forth.
So is 11 not accurate, Beth?
Yeah, and I'll have to get him to send the other one so that can be the one.
Okay. I've got 11-121. Is that not correct?
No, because he said, because he did the one with the higher price Malarkey shingles, and I had told him, asked him, said, we're okay with the Owens Corning shingles, and wouldn't that be a price difference? And he said, yeah, that's 300 under. So we're really looking at the number 10 bid, which originally in December, January was 10,350. So with the $300 from the one he sent, it'd be less than that. So it'd be 10,821. And so it would be an additional $471 over the earlier bid.
Which we approved last week, last meeting as being okay.
Yeah. So I'll just have to get him to send us the right new bid, and so we can sign it and get on board. And he, I don't know, he must be having computer problems because he said he was working on it last week and said he'd send it shortly and then never got it. And then he checked with me, did you get it? No, I haven't got it yet. I even looked in my spam folder and then it finally came through today, but it was for the wrong one.
Did he say when, Beth? Did he say,
When?
yeah, when he'd be able to schedule it?
Initially, he said we should be able to do it in May because it'll only take a couple days. It was a relatively short job for them.
Okay.
Yeah, because we'd like to get it before so we can pay it in June.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll have to do a you and I need, we probably should get together to. We'll have to work up a transfer resolution,
Yeah.
rough on transfer resolution to
Yep.
for the budget amounts.
Okay.
Update on the FEMA, Business Oregon, and Civil West.
Did everybody read the email from Michelle?
The one where she's leaving and we're getting a new person?
No, that was, it's back to Michelle now.
Michelle is our gal. Tracy is the one that's leaving.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Michelle was one that originally was working with us, and then Tracy came in and she was going to be doing it, but she's got a new position, so it's back to Michelle.
So okay. did you guys happen to read that email?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It's
which one?
Well, it's kind of the last one that she sent. The one that basically says that we're going to get a really good interest rate. And that
yes.
the survey that we didn't think was going to work is now going to work.
Oh, yeah, we're getting a very good return on investment for that money.
The PSU survey.
Very, very good. That was a little over $3,800, and we're looking at, I don't know how much. I haven't tried to refigure it because I wanted confirmation on that grant, but we're additional grant money. But the biggest thing is going from what was it, 3.38% or 6.8%? I can't remember. It was over 3% interest down to a 1% interest.
Yeah.
Over the lifetime of the loan is huge.
When we did the survey last year, we were just over the medium income level. And they basically said that now that they've redone the medium income levels, we're right below it. So, So we are considered disadvantaged.
Yeah, so we get extra grant money, a way lower interest rate, and it looks like we probably will be able to do the full project.
Yeah. Yeah, so and it's
hopefully I'll get answers from Rich on those questions that I sent him. I CC'd the board and Michelle, so I know it's like I was ready to just jump right in and do the whole thing, but I guess
you haven't heard from him yet, Beth.
No, haven't heard back, so I guess I'll finish doing my taxes and then
yeah, you better do that.
Yeah, I probably should. And the FEMA thing might be somewhat delayed because of that thing we're dependent on with Lincoln County. Did you read that exchange? I'm probably
What is that, Beth?
But not horribly delayed. I mean,
what email?
It was between Kevin and the people at OEM, Oregon Emergency Management, who are the kind of the local state level people that deal with the FEMA.
When was that?
Here it is. No. That's with Lincoln County Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan. We have to be named in the county. Here it is.
I don't think we were on that.
You weren't on that?
I don't think I was either, Beth.
What was the date of the email, Beth?
Okay, the original one, it was the one that was transferring Michelle. Michelle said everything's from Tracy Loomis.
Oh, okay.
Transferring it to Michelle. That came in April 1st.
Oh, I see it. I see it. It is here. It was April 1st.
Yeah, she replied to this other email that was
okay
earlier in March, and it was talking about that the county will not have their NHMP, Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan, done till the fall, but it said There is an extraordinary circumstance exception, or ECE, that we can submit when we are confident we are less than 12 months from adoption.
Okay, yeah, there was a whole kind of string of stuff there that
yeah,
I was
because
just worrying
Kevin
on.
Asked the county about it originally, because not only our project but several others that they're working with,
yeah,
were dependent on having their water district or district name added to the Lincoln County plan, which is something we checked with even before we applied to FEMA, and they had said, no problem, we'll get you added. Just didn't know it would take this long, I guess.
Yeah, it's all there. It's just, I didn't never scroll down. I was just kind of looking at the, she's leaving and she's taken over.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
It was onto that one, and
yeah.
We weren't part of the original threads of
right.
emails between Kevin and the Lincoln County people and whoever else.
And Gmail is very messy, in my opinion. I just think it's very messy.
Well, threads, when they get too long on any email, are horrendous to deal with sometimes.
Yeah.
It says, please note that the plan will not be completed until the second half of 2025. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. So does that mean that FEMA's going to hold off until then?
No, because what they're saying then in there that they will allow us to get awarded based off the agreement that the plan update will be completed and adopted within 12 months of award.
Oh, okay. I see.
So that's
okay.
Why I'm saying it could be this fall before we get that award. But
okay.
It sounds like there's nothing else holding that up except for that. So it might be a while before we can have the really big celebration, which I think we should hold if
oh,
we
yeah.
ever get this all off.
Yeah, we need one of those gold shovels.
Yeah.
Lisa, did you find the email?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay.
But just like you, I didn't scroll down.
Yeah, so. I didn't scroll down. So,
yeah. Do we have anything to say about Civil West?
I guess the only thing to say about Civil West is the invoice that we're paying, that's on these bills to pay, is for about 8 hours worth of work. And that's the first invoice we've seen from them. So,
in
you know,
a long
I know
time,
that there's,
yeah.
I know there's a little concern about how much they're going to be charging us, but
well, just something to consider when we, you know, make our
yeah.
budget for the following fiscal year.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the sooner these projects can really get nailed down, then that those costs all will be incorporated into the project. I mean,
once they're actually there getting.
Yeah, well, once we actually have the awards for the projects.
Next on the agenda is the update on the budget committee and the proposal for rate increases. Do we have anything to say about that?
The letters are all stamped and labeled. I'm just waiting for the stuff to come back from the printer. who I talked to numerous times yesterday. I didn't think having two pages printed would be that difficult.
It hasn't been in the past.
It was, yeah, I don't know if they've got somebody new or what, but it was like.
Did they give you a date for it?
Well, I hope I get them tomorrow. So, yeah. I just sent her an email this evening because I didn't hear anything. So
yeah. And I'll post that whole thing up on the website, and also as soon as we know they're going in the mail, and
yeah,
we'll do it on the website. And one more email out to our news group.
Well, they're either going to go in the mail tomorrow or Thursday, Beth. But I'll let you know.
Yeah, just let me know.
Well, I saw the pile all neatly stacked on the table when I brought the mail in yesterday. So
yeah,
you did that all on your own, huh, Eileen?
Well, yeah, it didn't take very long, Kelly. So
you know, the old days when you know, getting out email flyers and emails, not emails, but postings, you know, and all these people would meet together for nonprofits and have a little party and get all the out. But it's more efficient now. Thanks for doing that, both of you. And did an ad go out in the paper? Or was there supposed to be an ad for this in
no.
the paper?
No, we have to mail this.
Right.
People.
What was it that we had to get an ad in the paper for?
Yeah, that was for the budget.
Okay.
Budget. And we could mail that too, but and we'll probably make, I think we should mail the next budget notice for the actual budget hearing.
Okay.
So that, because not that many people are in the area or would get the paper.
Right.
And so typically we do that by mail too.
Okay.
And it's actually cheaper.
For what, Beth?
We have to send notice when the budget hearing, once we know the total budget that we're proposing.
Okay. The final
in June.
Yeah.
Can we do that with the rate increase?
No, we haven't done it. We don't have the figures yet.
No.
We don't have our final figures of what we're saying the budget committee has recommended for next year's budget.
No, I understand that. And what we're mailing this week is proposed rate increases.
This is just the rate increase part of it. Yeah.
Proposed.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we're going to vote on it then after the hearing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then do we have to mail out the rate increase?
No, we have the budget hearing also to do.
Right. No, I understand that. But do we do them together is what I'm asking.
Last year, we did them together. This year, we're having to do the rate increase business early to satisfy Business Oregon, or at least we feel we have to. So we'll be doing both hearings at different times instead of on the same meeting.
So will there be two separate mailings?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. The final rates as one mailing and the final budget is one mailing?
The rate increase is the mailing we're doing now.
But that's proposed. That's not the final.
It's, yeah, it'll be final when we vote on it, May 14th.
Okay. So this is the only mailing we're doing for that.
For that, yes.
Okay.
But we'll have another mailing for the budget hearing.
Okay. Got it.
It segues right into the budget committee meeting next Tuesday at 6 p.m. All people are welcome to attend. Next on the agenda is other correspondence. Do we have any other correspondence to talk about?
We don't accept, we will accept the Friends of Otter Rock have scheduled their training, and I sent that out to all the board.
Right.
Special order of business. I don't think there is any. Ordinance is none, but we do have a resolution for the officer roles policy.
Right. And then draft of that is on the website, and the board has reviewed it. It's just listing the main duties of the president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. And we would, by passing this resolution, we'd just be adopting this as a formal policy for the water district.
Did anyone have any questions on it?
Nope, no questions.
Nope, looks good.
So I make a motion that we adopt resolution 2024-25.
I second that motion.
Lisa, yes. Kelly?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, I'll get a final copy of it printed out and down to the office so that Lisa and Kelly as secretary can attest to the passing of that. I'll let you know when I have that.
Do we have any public comments?
We lost one of our public, huh?
We did, Andy. And the phone left a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I found out who the phone is too. Anyway.
So who did we lose?
Andy Goggins. I don't know who he is.
Oh, okay. So that was somebody I didn't. So
those are the yurt owners.
Okay, so we had an unknown phone number and Andy.
Yeah, I think I know who the phone number is, but yeah, you can just put down list down the phone number in the minutes.
Yeah, I will. Thanks.
Yeah, the phone number left right away, and Andy just left. Mm. So,
yeah, okay. It was a Corvallis number.
Okay.
Seeing no public comments, do we have any board member comments?
Yeah, shoot, I'll jump in. I just that's the mouth. I'm always in need. We've got some tricky. I've got a list of corp stops to find. All in our attempt to save dollars. We've got some tricky ones. We've got just if everyone would get the word out that we could probably use some more participants and volunteers if they're willing to do a little brush cutting and a little digging here and there and stuff. I think, but only to do it if they're capable of it. I'm worried about people in there. A lot of us are seniors and our bodies don't always go along with what we want to do. But if anybody knows anybody that would like to jump in there, I know Francis jumped in with Kelly and I the other day, and that was great. He
I
was
bet
really
he'd
good
do
at
it
it.
Again. I bet he'd do it again. If,
really? Yeah.
As long as he didn't have anything else going on.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The thing. You know,
he was really, he was great. He was, He really got to where he was just buzzing right to him and
Yeah,
finding him quick, but
that's his 40 years as a scaffolder. So, and a bridge.
yeah, so we got some tricky ones coming up, and I know I've had a few people that have been helping, but I think they need a break from it, and we've got some serious brush cutting to do on a couple of those that are mandatory ones we have to get done by October, so.
Well, and Beth, we've got that good steel, brush cutter thing. If if you let
Right,
me
but in
know.
some cases we've got some things where we've got one area where there's some,
Trees.
trees that have fallen over and stuff,
Okay.
and
Yeah.
wrangling
Well,
those.
and the last time Beth and I went out, there was like a swamp. I mean, it was like being in the Everglades.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah,
Beth, let
hopefully it will
me
now
know.
improve.
If you guys just text me, I'll put my garden gloves on, and I've got my loppers and clippers and stuff. I can
Okay.
poke around
Okay.
in the brush. So
Yeah.
that's the one thing that we didn't really, I mean, other than asking Curtis what his schedule was, but we've got 17 meters sitting in the community center, and I think our objective is to try to get at least 10 or 11 of them put in before the end of June.
Yeah, I'm working on this list. I've got 1, 2, 3. I've got 10 here
Okay,
that we
yeah.
have located or close to located that, they can take over. I mean, there was one that's probably under the gravel in the driveway, and we didn't have the equipment to
Right,
put a
right.
hole in there, and we didn't want to leave a hole in the driveway.
Yeah,
And
yeah, yeah.
but that's amongst a bunch of others. So I've got at least 10 right here. And there's a couple more we might be able to find pretty easy.
And some of those are the mandatory EPA survey, right?
Yeah, two down on B Street off north of Third Street are the last two mandatory ones that we
Okay.
need to find, and it's pretty wild right in that area, so
Yeah.
there's
Okay.
some real clearing to do. Well, yeah, for at least one of them.
Okay.
Well, and if you tell me where they are, I can just cut a little bit every day when I walk Bosco,
Yeah, we could go out there with the measuring wheel and measure down from wherever we have something found and get a general area.
Right, and if I just cut a little bit every day when I walk Bosco, by the time all of us volunteer to get out there, it might be easier to than having to
Right.
do a huge swath of.
Yeah. Well, maybe call me up or text me sometime when you're taking off to walk, and
Yeah.
I'll take off from here and
Okay.
meet you down there.
Okay. So B Street between B and what?
It's B Street, just the northeast corner of B and Third.
Okay, northeast corner of B and Third.
The other thing I could
Oh, is it
do.
by Ricardo's house?
Well, no, it would be opposite kitty corner from Buck's house.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
So,
yeah, kind of near Ricardo's house.
Ricardo's.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
There's that whiteboard at the community center. We could put a message on there. They're doing their monthly potlucks over there. You put a message on there
Right.
with your phone number, Beth.
With my phone number,
No,
yeah. Oh, yeah, advertise that.
no, no.
No, it's okay. If anybody in the district wants to know my number, they can. Just don't go beyond the
Already,
district.
it's pretty posted anyway,
Yeah,
so.
I've handed it out to quite a few people. And another thing I wanted to mention, and just is it came up again when I was talking to Highland, that just to be mindful that we have some customers who are fairly attached to the right of way area adjacent to their houses and the stuff that's growing there. And we Highland, I know, has been real tactful about it and careful, but it is in the right of way, and if our equipment is there, sometimes we have to get to it.
Right.
And but it's come up several times that customers have had a little problem about us being there, cutting things, or even just being there, because they kind of consider it theirs and not right away.
So, what we could do is, print up a little blurb about, what the right of way actually is, because some people might not know it. But I also think, because this is a kind of semi-rural place, people have been here, some of them a really long time, and that it has a little bit of a wild feeling to it, that people don't think about the right of way the same way here, that there's a culture of, it just being a part of the Otter Rock experience.
Right.
Now, there aren't sidewalks and meridians and those things that there are in town that kind of remind people, as well as city ordinances that remind you that you can't plant a tree there if you don't contact them first. So
Right.
I think maybe if we could print something up and post it on the website, just as a reminder, but and then maybe hand some to Cody and some of the other people, that they could keep them in the truck and just hand one over if somebody
Right.
doesn't understand that. I mean, that shouldn't be
Well,
offensive.
there, Highland seems to be real conscientious. And in fact, there was one where the meter had to go in, and there was a obviously new planting. Someone had planted a number of new plants in the right of way, and one was right where the meter had to go. And they let me know, and I got a hold of the customer who was an out-of-towner, but they got a hold of their neighbor and got the neighbor to move it before, and Highland waited to do more excavation for the meter box until that happened. And so that was all worked out. But
Oh, I know the people who owned our house planted a bunch of huckleberries and everything on the right of way, right next to
Right, yeah, and some people are just
dug
nurturing,
out.
the natural native plants that have just grown there too, but they're nurturing it and really taking care of it, but it still is right away. So
Yep.
yeah, maybe we would you like to work on some kind of blurb?
I can.
That would be good. That would be
Yeah,
great.
I'll do it.
Okay. That's all I got.
I have one thing. Are we gonna discuss the use of emails for district emails and other emails?
I thought we already did last meeting.
Well, I wasn't here last meeting, so
Yeah, we did. We talked about it. It was in the summary. Beth was gonna.
I'm gonna put, an opt-out message. And what I was, because we've had so many meeting emails and stuff lately, I was gonna Wait, now's the opportune time because I was asked to put out a reminder email about the potluck coming up this weekend. And my intention was to put it at the beginning of that email and say, look, if you don't want to get these emails that are non-district community based, but non-district emails, let us know and we won't send them to you.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I was going to do.
Okay. Well, thank
Because
you. There was also that request from Paul.
For Depot Bay.
For Depot Bay Rural Fire District, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't really want to keep doing it, but I also, know that, if we're sending out one for the potluck, it's going to look like we're prejudicial against Depot Bay. So it's a pickle.
Well, Depot Bay is it's RS, I mean, that's our fire district. We're part of that fire district, so it is, pertinent to our community.
That is.
Yeah. And I have no problem doing that. I already set up a separate group, put everyone in the separate group for community news, which would be non-water district news. And
Right.
so it'll be easy for me to, I've done the hard part. And so if people say no, they don't want to get those emails, I can just take them out of that group easily. And it's not that hard to, put a little blurb together and send it out. So I don't mind doing it.
Well, and I think that's the main point here is that, somebody's got to kind of take it on, and Beth, you've taken an awful lot on, and
I'm doing the
I hate to
regular
see you,
emails.
become the community broadcaster now for everything, so.
Oh yeah, but I can't envision too much more that wouldn't be pertinent to, I mean, it's got to be part of the community anyway.
And then, we had talked last meeting about myself and Eileen getting together with you to learn how to do those things so that we'd be able to step in. So the three of us should make a time to get that training, that website training and newsletter. So I don't know.
I think, Kelly, I think we should push it out just a little bit. I really want to get this budget stuff buttoned up, and
Okay.
and then I've got a few things that I'm got to do in May, so maybe we could look at doing something, the end of May or maybe into June,
Okay.
and pick a date.
Do we have any other board member comments?
Nothing from me.
Okay.
I guess we're going to see everybody next Tuesday, the
Yes.
16th.
Oh.
And since I'm
Okay,
not
well
going to be
that's
here on May 14th, I wish you well. And Beth is going to handle the Zoom. Thank you very much. Preside over the meeting. And if no one objects, I'm going to adjourn. Stop the
sounds
recording.
good.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks everyone for coming.
Thank you.